are you in for a blind date? Like, I'm really curious on how she like went about this, because when I asked her about it, when we came up with the idea, it was like within an hour she texted me and she's like, all right, I got you a date. Her name's Courtney.
Get ready for it.
So she like, told you? Like,
yeah.
She was like, Courtney, you are doing this.
Yeah.
And you just agreed. You're like,
I think she thought I'd be good for it.
Okay. Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome. So you are a nurse currently.
Yeah.
At the Methodist Hospital?
Yep.
Where is that?
Minneapolis.
So here I am, having no idea what I'm doing, having come up with this blind date idea about a week ago. My idea is now really settling in as I am 30 seconds into this conversation. I have Andrew to my right, a girl named Courtney who was set up by marketing intern spotlight number 46, Claire Cott, and a little bit of white wine. Now things get kind of crazy, and I cannot wait for you guys to hear all of this. Enjoy.
Yeah, so I was like, when I was talking about Clara, because so do you know Clara's backstory of this, what, like how I got to know Clara? Or,
no, I know nothing about Clara.
That's fair. Oh, you
well,
don't
I know. Mean, I know Clara, but I don't know like backstories. I don't know like.
Yeah, so because you said you live in like the same apartment as Clara. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, and she's and that's how you met her initially.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Sweet.
I actually saw her with Sport, and I was like, I'll be your dog sitter if you want me to ever be your dog sitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Sport a good dog?
Yeah, she's a sweetie.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have your own dog?
I have my own dog, but it's a long story.
I'm here for it.
Okay, well, he basically became best friends with my parents' dog. So now he lives with my parents, basically. So now I take Sport, and then Sport has a boyfriend crew, and they hang out all the time together.
Really?
Yeah. We name them like the Seven Dwarfs. Like Sport is happy and Crew is dopey.
Why is that?
Because Sport's always happy and Crew does dumb things.
Well, come on. Crew's a dog. You gotta get also Crew, love that dog name.
Yeah.
That's it's up there with Sport. I'm a big like advocate for like there's like a pool of dog names, right? Like yeah. Crew, Sport, Buddy, any others, Andy.
Leo.
Oreo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oreo. That's mm-hmm. a good one.
Or Leo.
Leo.
And then there's like the simple names like Jack, and you have like just like the human names.
Like the, yeah.
Or the run of the mill standard ones.
Yeah. I don't know. But that's cool. So you kind of have it easy now because now you're like A, dog owner, but B, you don't have to take care of it at all.
Well, now I have two dogs that I take care of anyway.
Yeah, because you have Sport.
And Sport.
Wow, so you literally have to take care of two dogs. That's a full-time job, pretty
it's
much.
Fun.
No shocker there with Clara pawn and offer dog, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a Clara move. We don't know Clara that well, but we know her well enough to she'd pawn off anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she, the first time we met Clara was when we interviewed Ben VW. Do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
He runs Woodchuck.
Okay.
You've ever heard of that company? They do, like, wooden engraved custom products for companies like Red Bull and... I don't. They got a couple. Big
yeah, they work with sports teams like Minnesota Wild and the Twins and stuff like
they
that.
They got all kinds of teams.
Target. They work with big vendors.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
And I think still to this day, Clara does. She does like marketing, social media management, and like brand management for clients. And Ben is one of her clients.
Okay.
And Clara came over when Ben came on our podcast, and she was very late. So when she was, oh, Jack. Hold on, we gotta pause real quick. Ooh. We got our wine. I heard you liked sweet wine, sweet white, so I got some Moscato.
Oh, thank you.
And you won't believe it. The term was an absurd wine blowout at the liquor store up the street. So I bought like three or four different kinds of wine. This one I don't even know what it is, but I hope it's good.
Yeah.
Tonight we have the Stella Rosa, Stella Gold.
Awesome. Thanks.
Sweet.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
What a fancy wine opener.
Yeah, unbelievable. It's amazing. Jack, have you ever opened a wine bottle before, dude?
Mm-hmm.
God, I love it.
I'm gonna wait.
Jack, you're the nicest dressed looking dude in this room. Outside of Courtney, of course. But,
yeah,
come on, dude. Don't let him steal the crowd. But anyway, so.
Did he do a good job with his wine selection,
yeah,
out of curiosity?
Not bad.
Okay.
And do we do ice in the wine? Is that like a thing?
Not usually, but we'll take it.
Yeah, okay. We understand that white wine is typically chilled.
Yeah.
So, and we, with the wine blowout over here on the corner, they didn't come chilled.
That's okay. Yep. We'll improvise.
Okay. Yes. All right. If you don't like it, you know, we can, first we'll have to fire Jack for the ice move.
Yeah, Jack.
No, that was my call.
Oh, that was Andrew's call.
That was my call.
100%. We can't fire Andrew because, like, Andrew's producing this whole thing.
Yep.
So that's out of the question. I guess we're going to have to really try it. Anyways, where I was, so when we had Ben on the podcast, Clara was here. She showed up like 30 minutes late. So when you were coming in at like 5:05, that's a good time because Clara showed up super late. And I was like, oh, no, dude, like it's Clara's friend that I'm reaching out to. Like, does this run in her friend group? I was kind of nervous, but I'm glad you showed up on time.
I'm usually always on time, except when it comes for dates, because I really? like the guy to be like situated and all of that. And then I like to like go up and approach.
Okay.
Instead of like sitting there waiting like awkwardly on your phone, just like
Yeah, you don't want to be in that situation. Yeah. You'd rather. Okay, I like
otherwise
that.
On time all the time.
Okay, love it. Love that punctuality. But what was crazy, so when we interviewed Ben, he challenged his whole like premise is like pursue your ideas, and he wrote a book on it and stuff. And so we were playing this game with him at the end of like different ideas that we had, and his idea for us was to come with him on this 24-hour challenge. It was up at his cabin in Cushing, Minnesota, and it was on this like huge plot of land, and it was basically like four or five. You get grouped into like a team of four or five, and you go on these challenges. And so through that, Andrew, like we went on Andrew's birthday, I'm pretty sure, right? It was your birthday, Andrew?
It was my birthday, we heard about this event like a week before, and they said it was going to be on March 24th, which was my birthday, and I was like, yeah, sounds like a fun birthday. You're going up to this place 2.5 hours northwest of here with complete strangers. I mean, Ben we just met, and Clara was there to help out with she did marketing for Ben, so we were just like, let's do it.
Yeah, why not? But yeah, that's how we got to know
something
Clara.
I did.
Wait, what'd you do?
I just mean like coming here like, let's do it
off the whim. Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Yeah,
on a lark,
which is awesome.
Which is amazing. Like, this is pretty impressive that you were like, you agreed to this. I don't know how much thought you really gave it, and you're like, oh god, I don't know much about these dudes.
Live on the edge.
There you go. I freaking love that. Okay, so I want to ask you this question, and this is an important question. You're at a party and you're given the aux cord. What is the first song you play?
Oh man, what is this one that I wanted to say? It's like, I don't know the name of it, but like, I want to dance with somebody, like that song.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Jack can help us out with this one. I want to dance with somebody. Yeah.
Whitney Houston.
I think that's a good sing along, but
okay. Absolutely.
Get the crowd moving.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Phenomenal choice.
Jack, you are struggling right now.
Yo, Jack's been in here for like.
But we can applaud him for his effort.
But while Jack, you're doing that, I drink a lot of water, so I actually have to use the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. Are you okay with that?
I can show you where the bathroom is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Perfect, actually.
You're Jack.
Jack can work on that.
While Courtney's in the bathroom, we'd like to take this time to cordially invite you to our live finale podcast at Sisyphus Brewery, November 15th. At 9 p.m., buy your tickets now. The link to the tickets will be in the show notes. See you there. Appreciate you, man.
Jack.
You're the man, Jack. All right.
All right.
Bring it in. Now the real podcast can start.
Right. Perfect.
Cheers. Hell of a time.
Hell of a time.
Yeah, so thank you so much for taking the whim and doing this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sweet white. I'm going to do my own wine. It's a good wine.
It's a good wine. Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa. Not a sponsor, but
up to great things. Yes. So thank you, Jack.
Just like juice.
Juice. Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. Sparkling juice.
Okay. So I love the answer to that question, though. That's a killer question. Tells me a lot about you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you know, bring the mic a little closer.
Oh, sorry.
Let's see. Yeah, so I love that. I love Whitney Houston. I like the good vibes. Like, that's
right. Little old school.
Yeah, a little old school. Mine would be "Lean on Me," Bill Withers.
Okay.
Like, that one gets everyone together.
Yeah, very true.
I would also say my second would be the Shout by the Isley Brothers.
Another great sing-along.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 There's a common theme here. Some sing-along songs.
He's like the oldies.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what it's all about. Are you, do you listen to like more oldies songs or are you more like current
stuff? I'm kind of more current.
Okay. What are you vibing to nowadays?
Ooh, I really like Lizzo. Anything Lizzo.
Did you go to her concert?
I didn't. I worked.
Okay.
I know.
So do you work a lot of Saturdays as a nurse or is it
Every other.
Okay. Now, we've had a couple like people that work in ER.
Okay.
Before, have a couple friends that work in that. So do you, when you're working as a, are you full-time nurse now?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so when you're working through your job, are you seeing like every stage of life and like every problem in the world pretty much go through your doors at all, every day?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
Yep.
What's like your, what's a good story that you'd have about your, that would like define like a day in the life of Courtney?
A day in the life of Courtney. Well, you get to work. You never know what you're coming into. You can come into... So, I usually work, like, the rigs, which are the ambulances that come in.
Okay.
So, you don't even know what's coming in, but...
And it's kind of high stress?
Yeah, very.
Holy smokes.
Because sometimes it's like, oh, they're just pressures or something, but sometimes they are just, like, not with it, kind of trying to die on you, and you're like, okay, here we go. Ready, set, go. You just got to flip a switch and... Go at it.
And, yeah, and you have like a checklist of things that you probably like you have to go through every single time to keep yourself still because I can imagine like you forgetting. For me personally, I'd start forgetting things.
See, in the beginning, you start to like that happens where you're like, okay, crap. But now it's just like you got to click into it and you're like, this is it. We're going. It's go time. Like, let's save this person.
Holy smokes.
But, that's,
so when you're in school, like learning that stuff, how much are you like, when you're in these like heat of the moment situations, are you like thinking back, okay, like, oh yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do at this point? Or is it like very run
school
under-
goes out the window.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's all like experience and kind of like what you do. And you just learn as you go and you go off your team and you're hoping.
Wow.
But yeah, you just kind of learn from experience.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
So every other time you're just like, all right, I got this. Let's go.
You know, it's great. Like, what's really cool and what I really respect about nurses, too, is, like, you guys are, and girls, are at, like, the service of others entirely.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It is, you can get shit on every, for every patient that you go to. But,
oh, absolutely.
I mean, you still show up and you're there for the wellness of these people.
Every day is different. You come home, you just decompress a little bit, drink a little wine, and go to the next day. And you're like, all right, let's go do this again.
Yeah, okay, I like that. So, how do you decompress? Because, I mean, you're going through, like, insane moments every single day.
You just have to learn to keep work at work, which is hard in the beginning because you kind of do lose patience sometimes, and it's not your fault. You've done everything you can. They just come in not good, so.
Yeah. I mean, but does the, I guess, does those kind of things, or those thoughts and those feelings, would they... If you were to talk about them with your friends or anything, would that kind of relieve some stress, do you think, or no?
It's to an extent, but a lot of people don't understand, like, what you're talking about. So it's like, if you have another coworker or something, it's good to lean on them.
Okay.
But otherwise, your friends are like, you did what? And they died, and oh my gosh, like, stuff like that, where it's like, oh no, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. That's crazy. So what made you want to become a nurse?
Well, I really like helping people.
Okay.
Typical answer, but very true. Like, I've always been a person that, like, in my friend group, I would be, like, the caretaker, make sure everybody's okay before myself, and I don't know, and I love just socializing with people. It's, I love hearing their stories, I love hearing their backgrounds, I just...
Nice.
Yeah, I really like that stuff.
That's amazing.
You for sure have to be a people person.
Oh yeah, you definitely have to be a people person.
And as the nurse, you're kind of like the first point of contact too, so you can catch people like in their immediate mood. There's no one there to calm them down at all. You are that person to calm them down.
Absolutely.
Which is crazy.
You're like the mediator too, so you have to talk to the doctors sometimes for these patients because they're not comfortable asking questions, and so yeah, I like it. You kind of play a bunch of roles, which is nice. But
was there like a time where, you know, you're with all your friends and they're all hammered and like some kid just goes down and starts like throwing up or, you know, acting horribly, and then you are at the service of him?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
like, I could be a nurse easy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Puke does not bother me. Body bodily fluids, nope, no problem. I gotcha. But, yeah, like, in college, I would be the one that would flip, make sure everybody's on their side if they're sick or anything like that. I just always had that kind of knack to make sure everyone's safe and
I love that.
Can go to bed. So,
with nursing school, is it, do you have, like, 4 years of normal school and then another two for nursing school? Or is the 4 years your nursing school?
So, it's a bachelor's. So
okay, so 4 years.
It's all 4 years, yep.
Okay, sweet.
And then the real world.
The real world.
So, there's nursing school world and then there's the real world that they do not tell you about. But I like the real world.
So, how many years in the in this quote-unquote real world are you into now?
Three. Yep.
Dude, that's crazy. How fast does 3 years go by?
Flies.
Okay.
Flies by.
Blows my mind.
You're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And you kind of get more and more comfortable and see things and you're like, okay, I'm not going to get so ramped up about this. Like, I got this, and get level-headed and you just go.
Was there like a certain time where you were kind of like in your first year that was just like a shell shock moment where you're like, okay, I'm in it now?
Probably my first code, like code blue, where they stop breathing and you're like, all right, ready? Here we go.
What does that mean?
Code blue is when they're unconscious.
They're not breathing.
Yeah, they're almost blue in the face.
Yeah, yep. Their heart.
We're good.
Everything.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
So if you call a code and then everyone comes rushing in, you start compressions, you usually ventilate them, breathing for them, and then you try to get them back. That's the goal. And then once you get them back, you keep them alive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's more the reality of it. You're like, okay, here we go. But it just depends where you work, because when you work on the floor, that's not your average day. But okay. The ED, ICUs, that type of stuff, that more critical care aspect is more what I do. So we get a good amount of that. But
nice.
Yeah.
And is that like kind of a part of the progression for nurses or?
Yeah.
Did you like choose like I want to be on the front lines type thing?
No, I started on the floor and then worked my way. And I was like, okay, I want to be challenged more and see more critical patients. So the ED was ER, whatever, emergency room. They call it the emergency room, emergency department, or emergency center. So all that, but same thing.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
That like hurts my head. That makes my job just look like nothing.
Yeah. No, that's you're insane. Done something. It's just different.
Is different. That's very true. Different. That's cool, man. You're not a man. I keep I'm blowing it, dude.
You're killing it.
No, you're
this
killing
is awesome.
It.
God.
But this might be awkward, but I have to go to the bathroom again. That wine is going right through.
Hey, it's okay.
No, you're good. No worries.
I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, you're good.
That wine is just going I'll scoot right out through your way.
So we're here, we're live. Are we going to keep this part in here?
Yeah, we'll keep it in, dude.
Should I stay live on Instagram?
Yeah. Oh,
I'll flip it on you now.
Yeah, just flip it on me, dude. Dude, am I blowing it?
No, dude, you're killing it.
I'm blowing it.
I guess just got to go to the bathroom. This is like a new variable that we've never encountered before.
Usually we're the ones going to the bathroom.
Yeah, I've never had this. Or we've never had this occur to us. So keep drinking the wine. Maybe you can use your bathroom breaks.
I don't know if I need I'm just drinking a lot. Like, this is really good wine.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
I know. We have three people tuned into the live stream.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah.
It's just me. Yo.
This is a little awkward.
Yo, what?
We brought some presents for you guys.
What?
This is amazing.
Yo, wait a second. What? Dude?
Yeah, I when I walked.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking way doing it.
Do you have any clue?
I had no clue.
Okay, good.
Holy shit.
Yep, we're both nurses though, so I knew what I was talking about. I was like, okay, I can keep going. But
yeah.
I'm mind blown right now.
I like got white in the face when I walked down and I saw her on the other flight of stairs and I was like, You're kidding.
Yeah.
Surprise. Dude, I thought I was seeing double. I thought I was like about to black out. That's insane. So what?
But we also have presents for you.
Oh my god, dude.
There's this nice little Smirnoff here.
No, we got iced again, dude.
You guys some
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Clara never ceases to amaze me, dude. This is good podcasting. This is just entertainment.
This is taking another knee.
Clara here again.
Happy birthday.
No, you guys are literally.
Yeah, cheers.
Oh, wait, yeah. Cheers, brother.
We'll share this glass of wine. Hope you like it.
Oh.
They didn't have the bottles, or that would have been more.
Yeah, this is a lot harder.
Oh, it burns. It feels like Sprite. Wow.
Surprise. Andrew just got in on this too, as he
like 10 seconds. Yeah,
he was pretty much in the dark as well.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Dude, I'm so shocked right now. Yeah. So now we have we got another mic.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, we were also prepared for this.
Wow.
Yeah. Where the
I'll stay. I'm gonna do
this. Is Claire here? Have Claire produce it.
Claire's here. Yep.
Get in here, Clara. Oh my God! This fucking,
wow!
This fucking deviant. Are you serious?
I was like, they're together.
Oh my God, dude!
I can answer all these questions.
Yo, wait. So you guys both came up here?
Yes.
I had no idea.
We switched.
Did you have any idea?
Well, not. So I walked. Courtney, I'm assuming, was the first one to come in.
Yep.
Yeah, who's
Courtney on
the
right?
There's no Courtney.
No Courtney at all.
What the fuck?
So you couldn't even look up a Courtney.
No.
Oh my God.
It's Zoe.
Jesus Christ. Hold on. Turn the live stream over this way. This is insane, dude. What the fuck? Oh my God. Oh yeah, we'll put the camera there. Hey, bring the GoPro over right in front of the iPhone.
So no Courtney. I actually almost screwed up when you mentioned Courtney. I was like, oh wait, yeah, hi.
Oh my God. Yeah, can you see both of us,
or is this in the way?
No,
just tap
tap the screen. Yep. Okay, you can see both, and Andy looks good, because it usually looks good for me.
Wow,
you just got all those angles.
Hey, well, bartender, want to pour another drink?
Yeah, we're gonna need another one.
There's four of us now.
Yeah.
So what are your guys' actual names?
I'm Paige.
Paige?
I'm Jenna.
Paige and Jenna.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God. This is
amazing.
This is the craziest.
And no, we did not go to the bathroom that many times.
Yeah.
I was like, Asia and I looked at each other and we're like,
well,
all right.
You're like, this girl has an issue.
The first time, I was like, you're kidding. 10 minutes in. I was like, I thought for a second, I was like, oh,
I
she's ready to leave.
Yeah.
And I looked
over. She's not coming back.
She's not coming back. So I looked over to my right. I was like, is she grabbing her coat?
I know.
Help Jack out, dude. Jack looks. That is insane. I'm mind blown right now.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely mind blown.
So
wait, hold on. Jenna and what?
Paige.
Paige.
Jenna and Paige?
No.
Paige otherwise. And
Jenna and Paige.
You got it.
Focus what's in front of you, Jack.
Yeah. God, this is tough, dude. Oh my God. This is crazy. How did you guys put this all together? This is impressive.
Well,
I was still in the dark, to be so honest.
She just learned.
I didn't know. I knew I was going, but I didn't know any details other than meeting Decky on a podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Claire and I were together, and she said that my friend wants to get set up on a blind date. And I was like, oh. And she's like, well, would you ever do it? And I was like, yeah, but how funny would it be if we brought both of us together? And she's like, genius. Let's do it. Because she loves to prank you, too. So it's a double whammy. Claire is just.
And then she came in with the ices.
Oh, yeah. That's
surely
all
there
her.
Are.
Always
all
the ices.
Clara.
That is. It's a Clara, dude.
It's just Clara.
It's the least shocking thing of all time.
It's incredible.
That's insane. Yeah.
I went white in the face when I looked over and I saw you. And it was funny because I don't think. You definitely didn't know I was coming around the corner.
No.
So you were also kind of shocked.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, wait, did I just screw this up?
Well, because I was like, that's not Jack.
I didn't think I was going to be walked to the bathroom, so I thought it was going to work. But then Jenna was like on the stairs, and his face was priceless. I wish we could have recorded that.
Yeah.
He's like, he didn't even know what to say. I was like, you have to be quiet.
Oh my gosh.
No way, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
Yeah.
So wait, who showed up first?
Paige. I showed up first.
Paige showed up first.
Yep.
And then you came in.
Yep. And then you were asking questions that Paige was asking. I was like, okay, I need to figure out what you just said because I'm like, I got to go with this.
I tried to be super generic.
Yeah.
Except botched my I Want to Dance with Somebody. So I'm like, what is that called?
So I don't work in the emergency room. I work in the recovery room. But I also do the critical care aspect of it.
Okay.
So I could keep going with it. But
okay.
Got it. And you,
I was just like, oh, geez.
But you guys are both nurses.
Yeah.
And you're actual twins.
Yes.
Okay.
Actual and twins, both, correct.
And yeah, okay, so we at least we got that far.
We're on the same page now.
And then you both went to Mankato.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And then what, like, are you, you said you're from around here, but what, like, area, like, where you, city, I guess?
Golden Valley. Across from West End.
Got it. Okay. So you grew up in Golden Valley, and you live, where?
We grew up in Maple Grove.
Oh, okay. Yep. Got it.
Yeah.
Wow. That is wild.
So now I can say we, because I always usually refer to we, so I was trying to be like, oh, yeah, I.
So, that is incredible. This is great podcasting. We crushed it.
That's the biggest credit move of all time.
We just got duped on our own podcast.
You did, on your first blind date.
I know. What do you guys think about that idea, by the way?
Good idea? It's pretty clever.
Cool. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, in theory, it would work. But we got pranked at our first
night. In theory, we got you.
You guys got us good.
I was expecting some Netflix and chill with Decky, but I guess podcast and chill with Decky will work.
That's a good line.
I like that. Were you guys shocked when I showed up or when you showed up and I just had it like this really good looking stash?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I wonder how he grew that. How long did it take you?
It's almost No Shave November.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
prepping.
You're close.
It's, well, and people call it No Shave November. And
oh,
I'd
no,
like
that's
to,
just a prep.
Yeah, it's No Shave October to get ready for November.
Right.
Yeah, so that's kind of the
You the got it.
Thing I got on here, so
so yeah. Then in November, you're not going to shave at all?
No, not until my family Christmas pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, because my mom, every year, when I come home with this stash, she does not like that. So.
Oh.
She makes me shave it right before Christmas pictures. She, like, threatens Christmas pictures every year.
Oh, wow.
She threatens Christmas.
Yeah, like, she's like, Declan, I need you to do one nice thing for me.
She wants to be baby-faced.
Yeah, and, you know.
Yeah.
Decky baby-face is not, like.
Decky baby-face.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You're just liking the stash.
The stash is elite.
There you go.
I assert my dominance with my stash.
With your stash. That's your trademark.
And, like, all Andrew has to do is to show up on November 1 and just.
Trim the sides.
Oh, yeah, you're just set, huh?
Watched stash since fifth grade.
There you go. That's awesome.
God. I'm shocked.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Very good execution on your
guys. Thank you.
Like, that's.
We wore
amazing.
Everything the same.
I was going to ask that question.
Everything.
How many outfits do you have that are
identical?
A lot.
A lot. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this could happen out a lot more.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, actually, like, a lot of times if we're going to go get ready for the same place, we'll come out in the same thing and one of us will be like, okay, which one's changing? Because it's awkward.
Yep.
And then sometimes we're like, let's just rock it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just keep switching people or something. Who knows?
Wow. So now, like, it actually kind of works out nicely because you guys are twins now, and that's
correct.
Totally cool because we've had twins on this podcast before.
Oh, nice.
We actually dedicated an entire week of our show to twins.
Oh, we missed that week.
Yeah. Actually, if you look on that little arm thing, the impromptu girls, those are twin podcasters who live in Minneapolis. Yeah. They came on the show. Yeah,
did
twin girls, Parker. No, they didn't. Which, like, they
were they identical?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they couldn't have pulled it off because you guys are legit identical. Like, I know I'm a dumb guy and don't pay attention to details. But
I know.
Like,
I was like,
you guys...
how is he not gonna figure this out? And she's like, he's not gonna pay attention that much. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. So good. It worked.
That is so insane. I'm mind blown.
It's impressive.
Fucking Clara.
Well
dude.
Done, Clara.
Clara puts
well
this.
Done,
by the way,
Clara.
Like, Clara put this all together in like an hour.
Yep.
She's like, her name's Courtney, and she's showing up right there. I was like, all right, sweet.
I was like,
that,
okay, we
that
have
was
to
easy.
Remember Courtney.
Yeah, why Courtney?
I know, buddy? She's like,
yeah, Claire, why Courtney?
I just looked down, like, my list of Instagram.
Yo,
that someone that Declan can creep on or something and not put two and two together.
No, and he's like, Declan. Yeah, yeah. Like, Declan, you cannot look this girl up. I was like, fair game.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that.
Like, I'm going to come in and see.
That's fine.
Well, I looked
coming
up Courtney.
Blind.
He did not. I did.
Oh!
Because I was like, well, I'm not. I want to know who this is.
Yeah.
And three of the Courtneys were private. Two Courtneys. Mm. One was, like, married. One was pregnant. And then.
Oh, jeez.
And so, like, I think there was five total.
So, yeah. Process of elimination.
So process of elimination had to be private. So then I was just, like, looking at, like, the little bubble. And I was just like, who is
you're
this?
Like, what is he going to That's funny.
Oh,
we had to pick a name because otherwise we knew you probably would try to creep on it.
Yeah.
And put two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm a man of my word.
This is my idea. I was not gonna, I was gonna go into it blind, legit blind, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, you got blind.
And so, then I got blinded. And then I was blindsided.
Yep,
exactly.
You were blindsided.
Hey Jack, can you do me a favor real quick and move the light into the doorway? Thank you. Sorry, this is like the production quality drives me nuts.
No, yeah. I guess.
So from your guys' perspective, as a first date, how he has started the whole thing.
Yeah, that we've.
How is he doing? Were you sitting there like, oh my gosh, this is going to be long? Or I'm just, when am I going to be able to do the switch? Was that what you guys thinking?
Yeah, Jack came in clutch with the whole struggling with the wine thing. That was like my perfect cuticle. And then I didn't know if Jenna would catch on because Decky's really good at talking and getting questions going.
Yep.
Yeah, he was. He was just flinging them out right and left. And I was like, okay, how long have I been up here? Like, we got to try to get out of here. So I was like, this is so awkward, but I really need to go to the bathroom again. This wine's hitting me. So, and I was like, he's probably going to think like I have an issue or something.
Yeah, Andrew and I looked at each other. We recorded it.
Recorded it?
Oh, yeah. We were like, what the fuck? Like,
So I knew at that point that she was going to the bathroom for the second time.
Yeah. Oh, you knew.
Because I saw her on the first one. So at that point, I was like just trying to keep you from not freaking out too much.
Yeah, you're like, what the heck is wrong with this
dude,
girl?
Oh my God. That was insane. Like, have you ever like seen double? Like when you are,
you wake up in the morning, you get hit over the head and something like that. Yeah, you see that.
That was literally, like, I was defaulting there. I was like, oh, I'm on another planet.
Yeah, your face is like, wait, what? That's pretty
I
funny.
I am so shocked. That's crazy. So do you, is there competition in the nurse workforce? Because you guys are both in it.
I wouldn't say competition.
Like, who's the better nurse?
Me.
No, yo. Oh my God.
No, we're very
We do
different.
Very different things.
Okay.
That's
good. So together, you guys.
Together, we would make a dream team. Yeah. We could take care of anybody. Pretty much with what we have.
You guys should just start like a business where you basically follow around like huge events and take care of all the drunk people.
There you go. And then they're like, whoa, are there two of you? And you're like, no, you're just drunk, honey. There's just one.
Just call it like two girls, one ambulance.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
That's going to be like a new thing.
Yeah.
It could be.
Oh, no.
That's crazy. Dang, that blows my mind. Mm-hmm. So is there, between you guys, I know you're identical physically, but in terms of like...
Unique differences.
Are you guys like best friends? Or are you like polar opposites? How's the dynamic? Do you guys live together?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
We're best friends.
We're best friends.
Love it.
What's the biggest difference between the two?
Difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would say personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Personality and probably voices. That's why it's like we have to try to talk like each other in a way.
Jen, are you more extroverted?
No, I'm.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, for sure. I'm more sarcastic and
okay.
Definitely. Did that come off that way or no?
Yes.
Okay.
From like someone.
I was like trying to tone it
first,
down
right?
a little
no,
bit.
Second.
I was second.
Paige was first.
I don't even know, dude.
Yeah.
He's still trying to figure this all out right
I'm
now.
Shocked, dude. This is insane.
Yeah.
Oh, this is crazy, dude. That's awesome, man. Well, you guys executed on an entirely different level, and you guys are definitely podcast of the year at this point.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
And I'm just going to say that from my own perspective. There's really no feedback on that at all. Yeah. No one's telling us that this is the most downloaded or anything, but this is podcast That's of the awesome. Year. This is insane. But I do want to know, I guess this is kind of like a double day now, huh?
This
turned into like a legit double date.
Yeah, huge. Legit double date. That was a blind date.
Double blind date.
Yeah,
placebo.
Isn't Ray Charles is also blind, right?
I'm just trying
to make
Stevie
blind
Wonder
and Ray Charles.
And Ray Charles.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just dynamic me and you, duo. Dude. It's like
there
the start of a podcast, but it was just all about blind dates.
Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely. Wow. But I know we prepped you for this question.
Oh no.
Your average quality. That's a staple of this podcast.
All right.
So, did you get the questions? Did we send questions?
No, we didn't. No. I didn't send any questions. Did I, Claire?
Just that one.
Yeah. Okay. I was just like, I got to know this one.
So to prep you, an average quality, we ask all our guests an average quality question because we pride ourselves on being wildly average dudes.
Yeah.
And everything we do is pretty much average. And we got a few outliers there. So it's something you do well at times, other times not so well. At the end of the day, it's your average quality. So what would that be? And we can start.
We both probably have the same one.
Okay. If you want to, if you want to speak for him, yeah. Jen.
Probably directions. We are so directionally challenged. Like, it's so bad.
That's probably we a priceless live scene off in the car.
Oh yeah. When we're driving together and it's like a wrong turn, it's just like, oh crap, we're both lost. We don't know where we are. We just got to figure it out. But yeah, we like live on a GPS. I can't get anywhere without a GPS.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And I can't give directions to my house either.
Yeah.
Still?
No. I'm like, oh, I give landmarks. And they're like, I've never been there. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm in trouble because that's how I give directions. So
even
we got to work on that a little mm-hmm. bit.
Do you guys both work at the same hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we do. Yep.
Now you do. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I started first. So then when she started, I drove her so she could figure out how to do it. And we had to drive around like 3-ish times before she got it. But eventually.
Yeah. I get to work now on time all the time. So.
See, oh, yeah. So you're so you guys actually know how to get to work now.
Oh, yes, we're
well,
good.
Congrats,
got we're it. Good. That's we got huge. That down.
But when construction happens, it's like a whole new game.
Well, yeah, that's what that
turned yeah, out. Yeah, then you're just like all turned around. You're like, how do I get here?
So do your parents kind of see you guys as a liability? A little bit when you guys are out and about.
You know, maybe a liability behind the wheel.
But yeah, behind the wheel probably.
In life, probably not.
And yeah, you guys are well prestige.
They're
nurses.
Also, they can take care yeah. of themselves.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And anybody okay. else we'll comes take, along.
Yeah. Wow. That yeah. blows my mind. I'm still just, I'm on another planet, dude. This
what
is
are
insane.
Your guys' average qualities? Ooh. This is a blind date.
Yeah, yeah. It has to go back and forth.
Oh, that's a good point. My average quality, just like blanket average quality still it, to this day, is ironing shirts.
Oh.
I'm horrible at it. So I just kind of gave up on it.
Yeah.
So I figured out that you can like steam shirts.
Yeah, use the shower.
Yeah.
After the shower, just hang them up there.
And it just like, it makes them look normal again.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah, genius.
So that's what I've been doing
that's
instead
awesome.
Of trying to iron shirts. That's like, I could never do the whole corporate like dress up every day
yeah.
thing. That would be tough. Because
yeah, you couldn't iron
yeah,
your shirt.
That's why we wear it, scrubs yeah. every day. Love it.
Yeah,
love
what is scrub life like? Are they really comfy?
Oh yeah,
so comfy.
Really?
It's like wearing
pajamas.
And they make them decently cute too, so you actually can have a figure. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're not bad. Wow. It feels like you're wearing pajamas.
Are they the you have Nike scrubs? Are they?
Figs. Yeah, are you guys sponsored?
No,
or?
Figs.
Okay.
Figs. Yeah, Figs is like the new thing.
Okay.
So if
what
we
do you
get
mean,
sponsored by Figs,
we'll get a sponsor.
There you
is
go.
Is it like a nice like Lululemon type material?
Yeah, yeah.
They're so nice.
It's good quality.
You guys can like work out in them.
So nurses,
oh,
Figs.
Probably go to sleep. Go to sleep in them. Wake up in them and just go. Yep. Sometimes.
Dude, we need it's more. Ideal. We need more. We. I guess what? Why are scrubs the way they are? Like. Why do nurses and doctors wear scrubs?
Because you get pee
you
want to
know the answer.
Puke on yourself.
You get bodily fluid sometimes yeah. on yourself.
How many times this year have you been thrown up on?
Zero.
Nice.
I work in recovery, so after surgery, when everyone's like nauseous, so
oh.
two total.
Okay.
But not like completely drenched in it. Just like it got me, and you just change into the surgical scrubs.
Yeah. Gosh. Okay.
Okay.
Got it. Wait, I'm also putting another thing together. Which one of you actually takes care of Sport?
We both.
Both
do.
Of us.
So you pawned your dog off, Clara, to two people now?
In fairness, I think they kind of stole her. I don't
I
know.
Love Sport.
I love Sport. Yeah.
I love Sport. Sport is like my entire apartment just takes care of my dog now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whose room she is in ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
She gets around.
I have group texts if I want to take her for a walk.
So. Okay.
Gotcha.
I can get behind that.
Dog.
You Yeah, you just... You know, you don't need to have any responsibility because you just put it off on other people. I see how it is, Clara.
Spart and crew will run to so my sister and I's
yeah,
door.
They know the door.
Whenever the door is open.
Oh, wait. Now I have even more questions about that. So did you guys both take on crew together?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I work straight nights, so I kind of take them during the day when everyone else is working. So then they'll hang out with me. They'll play. They usually play on top of me while I'm sleeping, but I just
okay.
don't pay attention to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, okay.
But
and then I'll come home, she'll nap, and then it'll be like my turn. So.
Wow.
Which is fine. They can entertain each other too, so that's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, absolutely. What is it like working nights?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's kind of chaotic because you get like the crazy drunks. You get like the... Can you swear on podcast?
Yes, you can swear.
Yes.
You just get the shit shows that yeah. come in, and
Yeah, they're...
I don't know. I like it, but, like, my sleep life, I feel like I've adjusted to it pretty well. But, like, all summer long, I probably averaged 4 hours of sleep, and I went and did stuff. So, yeah.
Jeez.
It is what it is.
What a...
I used to work straight nights.
You did?
Yep.
Like, consistently, like, Monday to Friday?
Straight nights in the cardiac ICU.
Wow.
So, that's the intensive care unit.
That is... nuts.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I thrive on 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, no, you don't. That's a lie.
I don't know.
There's no way you can do that.
I'm pretty good at it.
No, you get pretty grouchy.
This past week, I flew a red eye from Portland.
Okay.
I was visiting my brother, and it was I got 1 hour of sleep. I flew out at midnight from Portland, got into work at 5 a.m. in Minneapolis, and then just went right to work. And, yeah, just slept like one-ish hours on the flight there. Yeah. And then the rest of that week, I got like 4 or 5, maybe 6 hours every night. And then I slept in on Friday, and I was like, okay, when I wake up, like if I'm still feeling tired, I'm just going to go back to bed.
Yep.
I slept like 13 and a half hours.
Oh yeah.
My body was just like, hey,
see,
dude.
See, I feel like even when you're at that hour, you get like so delirious and like you're almost energetic, like you're like, okay, let's just go and do this. And then there's like a time probably around 4 o'clock in the morning where you just hit this wall and you're like, I cannot keep my eyes open, but you just have to. So
you have to keep going.
Yep.
Is it like a 10 to 6 shift or
mine's 11 to 7?
Yeah, it was 11 to 7 in the morning.
But I've noticed if I don't go home right away and sleep at like the 8 to 9:30 frame, then I'm up all day. Like I'm ready to go. Like I can't sleep.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, like, your days off when you're supposed to be up during the day, do you just go to sleep because you want to keep like the same sleep pattern or
No. I'll try to get I'm really good at flipping.
Wow.
I'm really good at keeping her awake. I'm like, hey, let's do some. Let's go. Come on, everybody's awake now. Man. She's like, okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. There's like every once in a while, because I work at a construction job.
Okay.
At the airport, and I think I'm actually working nights next week.
Okay.
Yeah, like one or two nights.
Think of us.
Yeah, absolutely. But when it does happen, it's it just messes with my brain. I just feel my brain is just baked beans at that point.
Yeah.
I feel like the next day, like you just are in this haze.
Yeah. It's like insane. Brain fog. You're like, whoa, like a zombie.
Yeah, because even like say like I get notified like, hey, you got to work tonight 10 to 6 or whatever it is. So I'll go home at like 2 and try and sleep till 6, wake up, go to work all day, and then come home and sleep till like 10 or 11 a.m.
Yep.
But like splitting your 8 hours into like 4 bookends from the night.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like when you work nights, you don't technically like sleep. You take little like increments of naps, and you're just like, okay, I took a 2 hour one. I'm awake. What do I do now? And then you go try to sleep again. And it's just like constantly napping.
That's crazy. So when you guys were talking earlier, I don't know which one of you two were just talking about it, but like, when you're talking about when, you're going through, like, you're keeping work at work.
Yep.
So when I was talking about,
but
when you're doing that, I guess it's probably kind of nice having each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, I usually talk to my sister, but I was like, I can't say that. And so it's like, oh, you rely on other nurses and coworkers and all those people. But yeah, no, we come back and kind of vent to each other, which sometimes is exhausting because then you feel like you just worked when it was your day off. When listening to the other one, you're like, oh, but it's good to do. And then you just drop it and you move forward.
Wow. I applaud you guys for that.
Thank you.
Tenfold.
And I applaud you guys for committing to do this.
This is just well executed.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have you guys done this to other people? Not like this situation, but have you guys like tricked people, like your parents or anything? Like
No, I think in the dating way.
It's really hard to trick your parents.
Yeah.
Well, your parents, but I guess
just
dumb
like
idiots
whoever,
like me.
Yeah, whoever is getting yelled at, you're like, is the other one. You just always blame the other one.
I might start contracting them out at this point.
I
feel like I could
definitely
make money off this.
This is a lucrative business.
Just out even here.
Guys, there's definitely a business opportunity.
Yeah, 2 twins, God, one ambulance.
Oh my God.
Becky trademark.
There you go. I'll start it on a podcast.
It's true though. My mom, I was telling my mom I was doing this, and she was like super stoked for some reason. And she was like, Declan, this is a whole business.
She's like, literally, you can go to places and like rent out like booths in like restaurants and then match people and have them record podcasts and then you produce and create your own show. And I was like, you can be the MC or whatever, like for these, for dates if people like match on Hinge or I don't know how they would get connected, but you basically like compile connections and then have people record podcasts as first dates.
Right.
And you can partner with like different.
She's on to something.
Yeah. Mama Brown is on to something.
Yeah, she's on to something. I don't know what it is.
But this is a great start, I think.
There you go.
This is as good as it gets.
This might be the peak.
This could be the top. Yeah, we could have peaked now. Yeah. But what's also good to know for you guys is now that you guys have been on the podcast, now you guys are part of like our cult. And so that's a big deal.
We're the cult.
Yeah. But in addition to that, so this year of podcasting, we've been going since February. It's our season 3, as we call it.
Okay.
It finishes November 15th. Our final show is a live show at Sisyphus Brewery. Do you know where that is? It's like right over here.
Oh, yeah.
Dunwoody.
You got to give us... Yeah, remember, we might get lost.
Oh, yeah, you guys are really bad.
Across, okay. Across from the walker.
Yeah, do you guys use, like, the Waze app?
No. What is it?
You don't use the Waze app?
Mm-mm. We use Waze. Google.
No.
Maps?
You
gotta
use the Waze.
No, you guys, it's called Waze.
No, it's the Waze app, Clara. Yeah, you got to use the Waze.
What is it?
It's a more elite version of Google Maps. Google Maps.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. That's why we get lost.
They have like little emojis in the road.
Because I'm a visual.
Like, you want to see where you're physically going or what?
Turn right at McDonald's. Got it.
Oh, like, I like that actually.
Like landmarks. Yeah.
Landmarks.
She needs landmarks.
Instead of street names, you're like, I just need to know the McDonald's is off of Hennepin.
Yeah, give me just pictures. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. That's actually
don't
super
give
clever.
Me street signs. I will never remember.
I might have to start my own navigation app.
There you go. We'll get where you're going.
Yeah. Perfect. No, but yeah, Waze will like, it keeps an active tally of what the traffic is like and construction and everything, but it's all based off of people's feedback.
Oh.
So like people also using the app will be like, cop is on the right here at this exit. Car is broken down right here. Mm-hmm. Deer just got hit right there or something. Like all these different situations and they will map you in the most efficient way, knowing all the different things around you. So maybe
might
a little
have to, might have to look into that one.
Yeah, into Waze. Highly recommend. But regardless, once you figure out where Sisyphus Brewery is, we are hosting a live podcast at Sisyphus Brewery. It's like a comedy show atmosphere. It's like got a nice little theater and everything.
Okay.
You guys should come. It's going to be a wild time.
All right.
Nice little plug there.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to plug it.
You got to plug it.
We got a second date page.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you
earned it.
Easy.
Okay. Did you do any research on us when Clara told you this?
None.
No.
Okay. Had no clue. We were kind of going in blind, too.
That's priceless.
Okay. I didn't know enough to do research. Yeah, she kind of found out, like, the last hour, like, what was happening.
Okay.
We knew a little bit more. I didn't know as much. Yeah, we're like, you're Courtney, get out of the car, go upstairs.
Get out of the car, your name's Courtney.
Yeah.
Bye.
But she knew we were doing like a switch because we had to be exactly the same.
The same.
Yeah.
You guys are really flying off the seat of your pants. That's incredible.
Oh, yeah. We're just going with it.
Mm-hmm. And you executed to perfection.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I was nervous. I was like, I hope this works.
His face. I have that on the live stream and definitely on the GoPro. And,
oh, good.
It's going to be hilarious to watch
that. Yeah, your face is like, I wish we could
see your face. Because
yours
was
priceless.
Yeah.
I was like,
shh. Yeah, I almost like collapsed.
You're like trying to chase her, make sure she doesn't leave.
Like, dude, thank God I was sitting down.
Yeah. And, like, my knees wobbled. I was like, you're kidding.
I was like, just go with it.
Oh, man.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are the best.
We'll ask you another core back pocket question here. This one we didn't prep you with. It's a what's in your back pocket question. And this is in a situation when pressure becomes stress and anxiety is rising. You hold something in your back pocket that's either like a habit or an emotion or someone close to you that will help you overcome these situations. So I'll start with Jen. You answered the last one first. So Paige, what's in your back pocket when these situations arise?
I mean, it doesn't fit in my back pocket, but it would be my dog, Leo.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like my life. Yeah, awesome. You just think about him, and you're just like, all right, everything's going to be okay. We got this. Let's go.
Because those situations probably arise almost every day.
All the time.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And constantly.
That's always put in the pressure of, unfortunately, life or death sometimes. And you're just like, all right, we got to act. We got to do this. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's in your back pocket?
Way to put me on the spot. But I don't know. I kind of just, I'm like, just let's do it. Let's go.
Don't
just,
stop.
Yeah,
don't quit.
We just got to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's no stopping, because if I don't have, I blink, something can go wrong. So you just kind of have to have that mentality, shut it all down and just kind of blink out for a second and then get right into it.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Wow.
I love that. Is Leo the cutest dog you've ever seen?
Yeah, like hands down the cutest dog. I love
Sport's
hands
pretty
down.
Cute too, but
and
yeah,
Crew's
Leo.
Pretty cute, but Leo, he's an Australian yeah. Shepherd.
He's our babe.
Oh, I mean, love Australian Shepherds.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a little cutie.
They're very nice dogs.
He's just he is. The sweetest thing.
They're yeah. very smart too, right?
Yes.
Super smart.
Okay,
too
cool.
smart.
Too
yeah.
smart?
Oh, yeah.
Too smart.
Like he's smarter than you? No, I'm just messing.
No.
But he like
he could probably tell us apart though.
Is he smart enough to know like
he could
chivalry?
Find his way home.
Yeah.
Before I probably
can. There you go.
Yo.
That says a lot.
I have an idea for March Madness. You guys know what March Madness is.
Yes.
Right? So March Madness this year, I'm thinking of getting 64 girls together that are dog owners, and
oh.
then they, you know, you think Leo's the cutest, Clara thinks Sport's the cutest.
We're gonna
and
like
there's
a fight.
62 other girls that think their dog's the cutest.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to open up to the public and then let everybody vote on
who's the cutest.
What girl actually has the cutest dog. And that girl that wins gets to story her dog for the rest of that year.
Okay.
All the other girls are not allowed to.
Yeah, you can't say your dog's that cute anymore.
Yeah, like you actually can't
it wasn't
say,
voted cutest.
Oh my God, she's the cutest.
Yeah.
Like it's a Clara every single day. That's just.
I mean, I'm
right.
sure we're all biased.
I know. Everyone does
no,
it. Everyone does it.
Yeah.
But you got to hold the championship to do
that's,
it for that
fair.
Next year. Yeah.
That's fair.
I think Leo could. I think he could.
Leo could pull it off.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
I think he
could.
I'm not even going to enter sport because I don't want to mess with her confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fair.
She's fragile. I mean, she's not the smartest.
And say Leo wouldn't
but
care.
But she's so happy.
The happiest dog ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sport
is. She's always happy.
Yeah, right. We don't need to enter sport because,
no,
like.
She's
let her live her
yeah,
life.
Yeah, she's living her life already. She's so happy.
Oh, Leo can handle it.
Yeah, Leo.
He'll break an alligator. It'll be game over.
Yeah.
Do you think dogs know how cute they are?
Oh.
For how much people tell them how cute they are, I hope
yeah.
they know how cute they are.
And everybody talks in like a baby voice.
Yeah.
So hopefully that might relate it. I don't know.
Right. Well, I don't
I wonder
know.
Why everyone does. They all talk high pitch like, ah!
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
I'm sure dogs are like annoyed with humans. They're like, oh God, not this person again.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine if a dog had like an ego? Like,
right.
God
right.
damn it. They keep touching me, dude. I'm the
exactly.
cutest dog.
Yeah. It's like, why do you want to keep picking me up and holding me and you keep yelling in high pitched tones? Like, I don't think I'd want to be a dog.
I feel like
that'd be really
be,
annoying.
It would be called a cat then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Good point.
Very true.
It also kind of blows my mind that dogs came from wolves and wolves are like.
You know.
The yeah. craziest thing. Well, and I guess cats came from tigers.
That's
they're in the
true.
Same family.
Yeah.
Like, cats can mess people up,
says
dude.
A lot.
Yeah. And we just domesticated those out
exactly.
of nowhere.
Exactly.
We
just
like,
took them in and said, you're a pet.
Yeah. You. I'm making you become a member of
exactly.
my of
you're
my
in my gang.
Wow.
You're in my pack.
Do you think there will ever be another, like, humanity or civilization where we become the pets?
Oh, jeez.
Imagine if there was like a new super intelligence that was like basically like a
no
superhuman brain that we don't even stand a chance. Then we become the pets, dude.
Oh, that'd be weird.
That'd be. And I don't know. I don't want to dive.
Mind blown.
I don't want to dive into that.
Sounds like you've been watching
We're going
some
deep.
Non-fiction.
We're going deep.
Some fiction.
I read too much on artificial intelligence, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I derailed the podcast again.
No, you're
Holy
good.
Shit. So another thing that we do on this podcast, we talk about what we learned today. It's typically one of our final questions, but I actually, before I get to that, I have, another question. So this is a time of the podcast where we like to pat ourselves on the back.
Okay.
This is a good podcast. We did a lot of things today.
Yeah, we did.
We reacted to a lot of things today. More or less, you guys made the podcast, so give yourselves a hand. Like, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal work.
Well done.
And Jack Burke.
Yeah.
Jack Burke filling us with wine.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
From your perspective, when he was filling, when opening up that wine, were you just like, you probably couldn't keep your eyes off of him trying to get it opened? And then for all the video podcasts, he I think he cut himself. I think he was bleeding at one point.
Yeah, Jack, are you bleeding?
He looked at me a little bit.
Yeah, he's just bleeding all over. Could have asked for a Band-Aid. I would have got you.
Got you, exactly.
Yeah, we're like nurses, like, oh, blood, let's go get it. Go help him.
Let's go get it. But yeah, what did you guys think of Jack? Was that like a good move on his end? I mean,
were you shocked that he was wearing a tie?
I mean, he looked great.
He did look great.
Yeah. I never met Jack, so I wasn't sure.
Okay. All right.
It was already past me.
He just made it perfect to leave without it being like super awkward.
Yeah, no, Jack was a good pod of the whole system.
Perfect. And I was like, middle question. I was like, this is so awkward. I need to go again. I was like, I can only think what is going through these guys' heads right now, but I'm like, let's just do it.
No, nothing was going through my brain, dude. It was an absolute standstill.
This girl is weird.
It was an absolute standstill. Just freaking, there was nothing going on.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen like a still shot of like the desert and just like a tumbleweed just rolls by?
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
It was just dead quiet.
And it was cold as shit, too. It was like 20 degrees. Yeah. See your breath.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Oh, same.
But anyways, I just wanted to congratulate you guys. And we've been peppering you with questions for I don't know how long at this point. But we would like to open the door for you guys if you have any questions for us.
What made you want to do podcasting?
You can answer.
Yeah, we started February 2017.
Okay.
And I believe it was like we were still in school junior year, first semester. And it was during the political season. Okay. And we were just like, we got to do a satire podcast on politics.
Oh, nice.
And we started writing stuff down. And we're like, we don't have anything. Like, there's nothing to talk about. There's too many of that stuff out there. And Deck and I are too small brained when it comes to politics.
Yeah.
We could see maybe three podcasts lasting and then we're just dead in the water.
Okay.
But we just knew we wanted to talk and listen to ourselves talk. So
there you go.
In February 2017, that's when we sat down and we had a conversation with one of our friends, Mallory, and we just didn't stop after that.
Yeah. So nice. When we were originally thinking of the politics idea, we were like, okay, like we're average guys in this space. Like we don't know anything about it, but we're average dudes. Went home and I told my mom about it. And my mom was like, please, for the love of God, do not do a podcast on politics. That's the most like dividing thing that you could possibly do.
Yeah.
So we scrapped that. But the only thing we had left was this average, like just average guys attacking life is pretty much what it was. And so we started like with our friend Mallory. She was our very first podcast. We got on a couple of our friends and we ended up getting on more professors.
Okay.
Got the president of St. Thomas, episode 6.
Oh, nice.
And then we pretty much did. We grew our clientele, I guess, or all a bunch of guests from that point until we graduated in 2018. And then we took to social media and we were like, okay, let's see how many cool people we can get on.
Yeah.
Grew from there to then. We found some like really cool people in the Twin Cities through social media and stuff like that. But after that, we're like, okay, there are so many damn cool people in the Twin Cities. Let's dominate the sandbox. So we call the sandbox our twins, or we call the Twin Cities the sandbox.
Okay.
And this whole past year, all we've been trying to do is get people just to sit on this couch from the Twin Cities.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's pretty much.
Why did you want to go on a first date?
That was this guy's idea.
That's Declan's idea.
Yeah. So
Decky first dates.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. So the original idea, was. One of our buddies came up with the idea of the Right Swipe podcast.
Okay.
So it would be you match like with like a Tinder date.
Mm-hmm.
Or in my case, I was thinking of doing Hinge.
Okay.
But like I'd never done those online dating apps, but like they kind of suck, to be honest. I don't know if you guys are on them or anything, but they're kind of a waste.
We try.
I'll look at them every now and then, but I'm not like.
Yeah.
We downloaded Hinge, and it's cool because you could fill out like questions, and then the ideal first date.
Pretty sure you actually came up on my.
Yo, let's go.
There you go.
Andy Hinge, dude. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Let's go.
But
yeah, ideal. We both set our things as ideal first date. Record a podcast.
Okay.
And it was actually really cool. Like a bunch of girls were like hitting us up like, oh, this is a great idea. Like, absolutely. This should happen.
Yeah.
But again, it was like very like, oh, I have no idea who this person is. This is like kind of a
coming into my house.
Coming into my house. Awkward. Right. Yeah. And I was thinking more in like your guys' shoes. Like, I'm just going to go over to some dude's house and record a podcast. I don't know about that. So
I at least got the tour of the house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you haven't even seen it yet.
No clue.
Oh, dude.
I know where the bathroom is. That's about it.
Right.
That's all I got.
But yeah, where was I going with that? Oh,
Right Swipe Podcast.
Yeah.
Right,
so then we were like, yeah, okay, that's not gonna work. Like, let's just do a blind date, like, and have one of our listeners like set us up with someone. And yeah, I know Claire's got all the clientele that I would need.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's
where
I started.
She goes above and beyond.
Claire goes above and beyond. Yeah. So that was a no brainer.
She didn't get
to
you
start
one,
Claire.
She got you two.
She got me two, which is phenomenal.
There you go.
So yeah, that was basically my whole idea, because, I mean, we've been doing this for the past 2.5 years. Like, okay, and honestly, a lot of our podcasts are kind of blind dates. Like, most people that show up and record podcasts with us are people that we've never met in our lives, but
yeah,
we know enough about them.
Exchange
just because,
a few DMs and an email.
Yeah, and that's about it. So
we didn't get any DMs or emails.
You got
we got nothing.
Really blind.
Yeah.
This was blind.
Yeah, this was like truly blind, because we had no idea even the difference between you two.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is hilarious. But yeah, I just think, like, I was really fascinated with the idea of just like, I'm a single dude. Like, I would love to just like sit down and have like a legit conversation with someone, because I feel like that's kind of lost in today's age.
Yeah.
Even if like we were to go and get dinner or like go do some sort of activity, like, yeah, that's fun and that's like a date, cool, but this is like a much more like in-depth, like no distractions, like conversation where you can really get to know someone.
Yeah, so absolutely,
that was kind of the whole idea behind it.
It's a good idea.
You like it?
I liked it.
You can back it?
I did like it.
Okay,
I liked our little spin on it, but I did like it.
Okay, cool.
The original idea.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's got to be a business now.
We got there's traction there.
There's very much traction.
There you go.
Got good market.
And maybe you guys should start your own podcast.
Oh, no.
I don't know. You guys do what you want. Yeah. You guys would crush. But anyways, final question.
Yep.
What did you learn today? From the time that you woke up to the time you're fooling us on this podcast right now.
I learned we're really good at executing pranks.
Yeah, I was just going to say, really good at this. We have not really done much of the switching out or anything like that.
A parent trap type.
No, we really haven't. We went to a pretty strict like high school where if you switched, it would have been like a fail. So we were like scared.
They would have failed us.
They would have failed us out of the class, which means you failed like the year. So we're like, well, let's not even try that.
Too many people would wreck it for us because...
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be giggling in the back.
Yeah, they're like, what are you doing in her class? And you're like, really?
Yeah.
Stop.
But a lot of times we were in the same class too, so...
Sure.
Just worked out.
Yeah. I mean, I would have loved if you'd switch Spanish with me, because I am not good at Spanish. No. No bueno. That's all I got. No bueno. For the longest time, I had no clue how to say twin. And I was just like, she kept saying something to me as a twin. And I was like, sure. What? I don't have no clue. But.
Wow. And Paige is like fluent.
No, not fluent. But she could. She got it a little bit better than I did.
Okay.
I was like, just help me get through this. So I ended up actually taking like a soccer sock and writing some answers down and stuff like
going
this.
Wow, going live on the podcast.
I know. I'm sorry, teachers.
Holy shit. That's
just
very,
the difference between each other.
Yeah. No bueno, still in Spanish.
Wow. Okay, there you go. So you're like kind of the live on the edge, and Paige is like, did you ever cheat on your test?
Well, I mean, I...
we're gonna just
don't admit this on the podcast.
Maybe.
I plead the fifth.
Not in the important tests. We'll just say that.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
The unimportant ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like
that. We know our stuff in nursing. Spanish, not so much. Get the interpreter, please. Yeah.
Well, now you guys are hot now.
Yeah.
You guys need to start pranking all kinds of things.
Oh, geez.
People.
Now they know
What's
about us.
What's the next thing? And now you got Clara as your fearless.
Don't put out your agent here, guys.
Yeah. Clara's going to promote
She'll
us
start
now.
Booking.
Yeah. She'll start our business.
Yeah. We should just start getting you guys.
We'll start it on a podcast. And the two nurses, one
ambulance. That's got traction, right? We can
work
with that.
That's got traction. It does.
You guys can just follow.
It has potential.
Especially because it sounds similar to something that got
a lot of traction. Yeah, oh,
geez. Exactly, yeah. It's planned.
That'd be interesting. They'll be like, oh, geez.
We can do it. We can
go a long way with that.
Exactly. But any other questions from you, Andy?
That wraps it up.
All right.
What did you guys learn today?
Good question. Jeez. I learned that it's great to pursue your dumb ideas because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. I was like legit nervous like going into this. I was like, man, I don't know if this is a good idea anymore.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. Like, oh, I'm nervous. I don't know this person.
But it turned out amazing.
It worked out. Yeah.
It all works out. So that's what I learned. But
yeah.
Andy?
I learned that, you know, I didn't have a great trust for Clara after she iced us the last time, and now she's flying on thin ice.
There you go.
She's even lower trustworthiness than she was before.
Because she's got just about every trick in up her sleeve.
Yeah, she does. Stay tuned.
The last thing I got out of the car was, why Declan trusted me?
Yeah.
Beyond my
reflection. Stay tuned.
Oh my God.
That is amazing.
We should have known it. Claire's, what's in Claire's back pocket? Manipulation.
Yeah. That was what she told us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Say more Smirnoff ice. But
yeah.
Yeah. No, but the funny thing is you never said manipulation. I was like, you're pretty much describing manipulation. You're like, well.
Yeah. And Clara drove us. So that's why I was on Clara's time. And I was a little bit late.
Oh no, you would
have been really late if you drove. She might not have come.
Kind of easy place to find, but not an easy place to park around.
That's true.
There's a lot going on here.
Yep. Met on an Uber.
Yeah.
Uber on the first blind date.
There you go. Well, hey, thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah,
this
was
an absolute blast.
It was fun.
Thank you. That's a wrap, guys.
All right,
wrap.
Thanks.
Thought you could